The plan for investing for retirement can actually be pretty straightforward. First, you read up a bit on how to put together a diverse mix of low-cost index funds. Then you keep setting aside all you can into that account and leave it alone for 30 years. No problem. But when you actually retire and start spending that money, that's when things get complicated. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
When you retire, you definitely don't want to run out of money. But the problem is, how can you possibly know how much it's safe to spend when you might live for 5 years or 25 years?
My father died when he was 52 of lung cancer, and he was never a smoker. My mother is 95 and still living.
Liz McMonagle and her husband Harry are getting ready to retire. They're both lawyers in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. They're not super rich corporate lawyers, but they've saved up a nice nest egg. And so, like millions of other Americans, they're facing this perplexing puzzle. They want to enjoy retirement, but they don't want to blow their savings too soon.
It's all a crapshoot, because we don't know what our life expectancy is going to be. We don't know what the stock market is going to do.
So the couple recently sat down with some financial advisors to try to figure this out.
Oh my gosh, they gave us these booklets that they prepared based on these analyses that they've done that I think I could probably build a nuclear bomb easier than understanding these things.
So to get a better understanding of these things, we went to Yale University to talk to David Swensen. He manages Yale's $26 billion endowment. He's written a book on investing for everyday Americans, and he hears this same question all the time. How much can I spend in retirement?
Well, so it's a really, really, really hard question.
But Swensen says he's gotten interested in one thing that can help with that, something called an advanced life deferred annuity. But that's kind of a mouthful, so let's just call it
a deferred annuity.
Okay, so annuities have been around a long time. They kind of have a bad reputation for high fees and being hard to understand. But the basic idea is this. You hand over some or all of your retirement savings and you purchase an annuity. The annuity company agrees to write you a check every month to give you income for the rest of your life. But these days, you can also do something else. You can say, I don't actually want you to start paying me anything on this annuity until I'm 85 years old. Now, of course,
there's a chance you're not even going to make it to 85.
And that's exactly the point. For not so much money up front, you should be able to get a pretty nice monthly payment after age 85. You'll have that plus Social Security. And so it becomes much less of a brain bender to figure out how much you can spend when you first retire.
I mean, let's say you're 70 and you've got this deferred annuity that starts at age 85. Well, that's a simple problem to solve. The longevity risk is taken care of by the deferred annuity.
Dean Takahashi is the senior director managing Yale's endowment with Swensen. And he's been thinking about this, too, to help school employees figure out retirement.
The nice thing about the deferred annuity is that it allows one to spend money when they really want to.
That is, he says, earlier in retirement, when you're healthy and you want to travel, enjoy life. Swensen and Takahashi would like to see more of these deferred annuity products for people, but with more competitive and more transparent pricing. And this gets back to the problem with annuities in general.
There's variable annuities and fixed annuities and the life annuities and so many different types of investments or vehicles combined in, you know, with the word annuity, and it's extraordinarily confusing.
One expert we spoke to said to stay away from variable annuities because they're super complicated, he says, and it's easy to get a bad deal. Fixed annuities are more straightforward and easier to shop around for. We've got a lot more about annuities, retirement, and investing at NPR.org and in our Facebook group, NPR.org/moneyandlife. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Give me some money.